Hello, this is Zach.
Hi, Zach. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, too. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up regarding the account and the past due payment from December 3rd. We're still having trouble processing it, and I saw another payment hit your account on January 3rd. So it's now showing that you're past due for $298. But I wanted to let you know that if you're able to get it up to speed, I could possibly just do the past due one from December and then push the next one out 30 days, which means you'd be paid in full until February 6th. Because I never like it when someone has two payments so close together like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The issue is, for one, I haven't been getting any calls, so that's not helping. I'm not really making any money, and it's the slow season, so it's especially difficult having everything coming due and not having any new business coming in. But I also never authorized for the account to be charged again, and I specifically requested to put everything on hold until I could afford to, and I was charged anyways. In the past 2 months that I was charged, which it shows on my bank statement, I was charged in the process. I have not gotten any calls since then, so not only was I still charged, but I didn't see any results from that. I didn't get a single new call, so kind of like I paid for 2 months for nothing, kind of feels like. So I'm kind of in a really tight spot, and it's also making me reconsider Local Splash, because if I'm paying money towards new calls and I'm not getting any, then I don't really know what I'm paying for. And it's like I'm doing everything on my end. So
a couple of things. Number one, I don't see a request on your account to pause the service until you were ready. We do offer seasonal holds, but I don't see any notes that that ever was applied on your account. I do see that the account, because the payment didn't go through on December 3rd, everything stays active, but the account will go into suspension, meaning there's no active programming taking place. So it's, you know, not a surprise to me that you haven't received calls over the last couple of months, because it's not like somebody here would see the payment didn't go through and then hit a button and delete everything. But since there's no active programming taking place, that will affect you because Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time a new revision comes through and your account is active with us, you have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates your information and refreshes your data to ensure that you won't fall off the first page, right? But even so, even though the account's been in suspension, you know, it's been, what, almost 2 months now, but it's still showing that over the last 30 days, you were found on the first page of Google 616 times, and you've had 11 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you. Matter of fact, the 11 Google actions are all clicks to your site. So let me look at one thing here, because it's interesting that you're having clicks to your site, but they're not calling you from that. So I want to see. Okay, so you're getting some consistent 5-star reviews, which is good. Sometimes I always think maybe there's a new, you know, bad review up there or something which is preventing people from calling you, but I don't see that that's the case. But also, Google only will track the click to calls, meaning if somebody is looking up, you know, deck refinishing and they're on their smartphone and they see Russian River deck refinishing, they can click to call you and Google will track that as a call. But if they're on a regular computer or a laptop, they can't click to call you, so they have to just click to your site. So it could be that those 11 hits, you know, were people that did call you. It's just that Google wasn't able to track it if it wasn't a search generated from a smartphone, if that makes sense.
That makes sense looking at things from your standpoint, but what doesn't make sense is if they called me, then I would have calls on my phone and or voicemails or messages. Like, I have gotten no new calls or new work, period, on my call logs, in my voicemail, in my text messages, nothing from, because I'll get, if somebody clicks through on the website, I get a notice from Local Splash in, via text, and I've gotten nothing new.
So those website leads are usually far and few between, because if somebody looks up your service and they find you, most people will call you directly, so they're never going to have to fill out the form on the website, right? But there will be some rare occurrences, which you've definitely had in the past, where they, you know, can't call you right that second, so then they fill out what they're looking for and you get notified that there's a lead coming through the site. But most people don't ever get to that lead form because they've already talked to you by then. One thing that we could do if you wanted to just have a little bit of reassurance that you're getting some, you know, bang for your buck is, number one, I would have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account, make sure that if there's any updates that would improve your performance that they, you know, perform those for you behind the scenes. And then right now we do a fresh post for your business on Google every single week. We do those on Wednesdays. I can ramp those up to 3 times a week where they do it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So that will help your performance get even stronger. Okay. And then just so that you could see it, we could put a call tracking number on your account. So typically that's an upsell for our existing clients where they charge $300 extra for it. I could include it for you free of charge, kind of like as a gift from us to you. And how it works is they would purchase a brand new 707 area code number. When people call it, it will forward over to your number. And that way you can track the calls that are actually coming through the campaign. But also, that call tracking number will eliminate a lot of spam callers because we'll put a press one, press two greeting on it, meaning, you know, thank you for calling Russian River Deck Refinishing. If you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options are going to ring over to you. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press one or two, and those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end.
Okay. I mean, that all sounds wonderful, and I appreciate you offering that. But, I mean, in terms of where my finances are, it's been really difficult lately. I mean, this last season was really difficult. I hired new people, didn't work out, lost a ton of money, and then I'm just kind of left with the back end of everything at the end of the season. So I'm really pinching pennies at the moment. It's probably going to be another, I don't know, I'd say probably another 3 weeks before I can afford to really cover anything other than the bare minimum costs.
Okay.
So probably in a few weeks is when I'd be able to keep things going with this.
So here's what I would suggest, only because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 3rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So right now, it's December 3rd and January 3rd that are past due for $298. On February 3rd, that reoccurs to $447, and it continues to do so until this settles. I absolutely don't want that to happen to you with, you know, everything that you just relayed. Thank you so much for being honest with me, you know. So one thing we could do to kind of help you out a little bit is I could convert your program to website hosting only. And that's just $49 a month. And that takes that orange banner off of rrdecrefinishing.com and makes the site fully functional. And then if you're able to pay the balance within 2 weeks, I can prorate it for you, which means we would just charge you $100 to get the rest of the program up to speed. You know, and that might be a good option for you, because either way, I would just collect the December payment and I would push the next one out 30 days for you. So if we do that right now, we could definitely eliminate the January 3rd payment. But, you know, today's the 6th. It's within 3 business days of that third billing date. If we wait any further, it's not going to be doable for us to even push that next, that January 3rd payment out.
So what you're telling me then is that basically I'm accumulating past months due, but I'm not getting the services that I'll have to pay to keep the service going in the meantime.
Exactly. It's kind of like, you know, I remember one time signing up for a gym membership and it was a month-to-month subscription on a certain date and I forgot about it. And one day I started going to a different gym. So I think I had only been to that initial one once or twice. And I saw that I had been being charged for the whole year, even though I hadn't used it. And that was because of the agreement and my e-signature that I signed, you know. And
right, that's the thing is, like, if I charge somebody to build a deck,
mm-hmm.
and I'm expected to be there and build the deck, and they pay me mm-hmm. for services that I'm also agreeing to do,
mm-hmm.
and I don't build the deck, then there's going to be an issue. I'm not going to stay in business. I'm certainly not going to keep the client's business. So it's not like a gym membership where you're paying.
Well, I'm just talking about the e-signature and the terms and conditions that you agreed to, and trying to relate it to that. I know it's not like a gym membership, but in simpler terms, let's say that you had agreed with someone to build a deck, and because you had a lot of material costs involved, you had them pay, you know, maybe a third up front, and you said you'd get a third at the middle of the job, and you'd get the final amount at the end of the job. And then after you put, you know, thousands of dollars of work into it and your own material costs, they stop paying you. So, you know, they might say, well, why do I have to continue to pay you when, you know, my deck's not finished? And you'd say, well, that's because we agreed to, you know, a certain payment amount each month and you stopped paying us. So you have to understand, because Google changes the algorithm so frequently, we have so many technicians here that are Google certified that go in and do the algorithm updates and the programming, but we can't pay them to do the programming on your behalf if you haven't paid us, if that makes sense, right? We haven't received a payment from you since November.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I don't need analogies or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Those technicians are not going to be working on my behalf. They're going to be serving other people in the meantime until I bring the account current. But if I'm expected to pay for these months where they were not working on my behalf, when it comes time and I have the money to bring it current, it's like I just spent money on several months where I didn't get anything. I don't have anything to show for it. And it's like that's kind of a really critical time where I would need help so that I can afford to pay it, but I'm not getting it, so I can't afford to pay it. So then it's like my resources to continue keeping the business functional are dwindling while I'm expected to pay more. And that's kind of like the issue I'm running into with everything right now. I've got so many different things coming due, and I've just kind of gotten burned this whole entire year. And now I'm just like, I'm really struggling. So if we got to cancel the contract, that's totally fine. Like, I can't deal with any more stress. I've already got way too much on my plate. So maybe I can just reopen the account another time. I'm not going to pay for services that I'm not getting. I understand you guys have the way that you do things, and I did sign an agreement, but I was under the understanding that I would be paying for services that I'm getting. So
Well, yeah, you absolutely are. You absolutely are. But that December payment and the January payments didn't go through. So one thing you might want to consider, and, you know, obviously I can't do this on my own. I have to get an override to do it. But we have a corporate division where we also work with big companies like Extra Space Storage, Vivint Security. You know, we've worked with Subway Sandwich, Anytime Fitness. Anytime someone has over 100 locations with us, they get the corporate rate for the hosting and just pay $29 a month. So I know that it's 2026, and while you're in this transition and things are tight and you're not even sure if you're going to keep the business open or not, bare minimum, every business at least needs a website, right? So I could try to get the override to put you into that corporate pricing of $29, and then that would cancel the rest of the program and just keep you in that plan where it's $29 a month to keep your site open. And then who knows, when things pick up, you might call back and say, hey, I want to reinstate the rest of it, and that's fine. Or you might call back and say, I want to cancel, or I want to pay that amount and just cancel it right now. Once the account's current, even if it's for an overridden amount of 29, I can cancel it. But I can't do it with a past due amount. So, you know, that might be something that I could do for you just kind of as a courtesy, because, again, I appreciate that you're being very candid and very honest with me and explaining, you know, what's going on your end.
Okay. I also appreciate everything you're doing and what you said you're willing to do on my behalf. That's very kind of you.
Oh, thank you.
So, likewise. So, regardless of which route I go, I'm still going to be carrying this past due amount, right?
That's what I'm saying is I would get an override right now. We work on a GChat system throughout the office. So if I get it approved, I'll hear back from them within like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. And what we would do then is we would change the past due amount of $298 to just that one payment of $29. And then what we would also do is once that settles, we would push the next one out 30 days for you. And then that way your website stays up and running and the orange banner comes off. And if people fill out the lead form on the site, you'll still be able to retrieve it and things like that. And then again, you know, who knows, maybe when things pick up, you want to reinstate the rest of the program, or maybe you decide to go into a different direction with your business and you decide to cancel it. And because, you know, we would be within, you know, a fresh cycle, you would be able to cancel the program and not have any further charges once I get that 29 approved and that one amount is settled.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. If that works on your end, then I'd be happy to do that. And I appreciate you opening this up also.
Of course. No, you've been with us for a long time, Zach. You're actually considered a loyalty client. So, yeah, I don't mind helping you. So I'm sending out that request. And then while I wait on their response, I just want to see here if I have – okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to assign it to the 49 hosting, which I have, and then once they hear back, they'll send me a promo code where I can adjust it to the 29, and then we'll get that taken care of, and, you know, you'll be good to go at least for now. So
okay. Let
me make sure.
You said your name is Tina?
Yeah, my name's Tina, and I'm at extension 777, so what I recommend moving forward, if you ever need anything, you can always use me as a point of contact. And what I mean by that, and I want to preface it in letting you know that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. So you might call me for something that I can't personally help you with, but I could absolutely get you to the person that can. You know, so if you just remember that 777, or even if you just remember my name, our toll-free customer support number is voice activated. So you could always just say transfer to Tina or put in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tina.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. And good news, I just got the override. So give me a second here because I have to put in that promo code so I can activate it. And then for that $29, is it going to be on a different payment method or should we try it on this one? We have a Visa ending in 3061.
The 3061 is fine. Just give me 1 second to transfer.
Of course. Okay. And then that'll give me time to put a fresh billing date in here for you.
Okay. It's good to charge.
Okay. So let me go ahead and get that taken care of. Excellent. Okay, so that went through. And then what I'm doing now is I'm pushing that next billing out 30 days. So I'm going to indicate that you'll be paid in full since today's January 6th. You'll be paid in full till February 6th. So moving forward, you're always going to stay at just that $29 a month for the website hosting. If you ever want to reinstate the rest of the program, you can call us. But if we don't hear from you, it'll just automatically stay at the $29. Okay. And then if you see the orange banner up on your site, now that that payment went through, that will actually be removed. I'm going to say today, they tell me to say within one business day, but because we're on the West Coast, it's only 11:12 in the morning. So I'm confident it'll come off today. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. And then,
you're welcome.
When it comes time to, bring the account back to the type of account I had before. Am I able to choose like specific like cities within the county that I want to focus the advertising on?
Not with the package that you had before, because that's tied into your business address. And that doesn't mean you would only be found in, you know, Sebastopol, for example, but it will spiderweb out into some of the immediate surrounding areas. So let's say that there's like a Beverly Hills type area that's, you know, 20, 30 minutes away and you want to target that. We can absolutely do that with the Google pay-per-click ads. You can run those wherever you like without having an address there. So have you tried Google paid ads before by chance or?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if it was with you guys or another company, but I had to go through and make a Google Ads account, and it was this whole extensive process. So I know I have a Google Ads account. I don't know if it was set up with you guys or someone else, but I'm not too savvy with all that stuff.
See, that when you originally signed up with us 3.5 years ago, you did have a bundle package where they included an extra $100 worth of Google Ads. So I don't know if you already had the Google Ads account and then we just started running ads on it, or if you had to create the account at that time. But we have had some changes since then where now our minimum requirement to run ads is 300 a month rather than 100. And I know that you're asking, you know, for future reference, but I think if you're, you know, wanting to target specific areas rather than your immediate area, that when you're ready to upgrade, you would probably be better off, you know, spending that extra money and targeting those areas, because how the ads work is we would take that $300 and send it to Google and set a daily cap at somewhere around $9 a day. The intention there is to stretch that budget throughout the whole month and to ensure that you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month. That can't happen because we put a cap on it, right? So every morning, your ads would go up in all the designated areas that you choose, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you, money is taken out of the budget. So let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget. After 9 people click on you, you rotate off and someone else rotates on. And again, that's a good thing. That prevents you from getting a $1,000 bill at the end of the month. And then if you don't exceed the budget for the day, then it simply rolls over into the next day. Or if you don't exceed the budget for the month, it rolls over into the next month. So I think that might be a better route for you to go when you're ready. Because either way, the Google business page that we have set up for you in Sevastopol, that stays active. We always create you as the owner and we're just managing it. So now that we're just doing the website, you're still going to always have that Google business page for your business. And then I'll still send you the review generator tool. So, you know, you can continue with getting some fresh reviews here and there. That will always help that aspect of it too. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Tina.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, yeah, and if you have any other questions, you could always call me, but I'm so glad we at least got this settled for you now. So you're all set, and thank you for taking care of that, Zach, and have a really great rest of your week and a happy 2026 as well.
Likewise. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.